A day dedicated to his family. That's how Pope Benedict spent the penultimate day of his pastoral visit to Bavaria. After 4 days of public masses and intense meetings in Munich, Altötting and Regensburg, the Pope spent a relatively quiet day on Wednesday, lunching with his brother Georg Ratzinger, visiting the cemetery where his parents and sister are buried, and returning to the house where he lived during his days as a professor at the nearby University of Regensburg. The only public event of the day was the blessing of a new organ in the old chapel of Regensburg. Chris Altieri is in Bavaria following this papal journey. He joins us now with details of that event and the enthusiastic reception the Pope received from crowds of well-wishers lining the streets.
Once again, thousands of well-wishers lined the streets, cheering and waving as Pope Benedict passed by, waving and smiling in return. On arriving at the church, the Holy Father took several minutes to shake hands and greet people in the crowd, even kissing infants affectionately on the forehead as the mothers of the children held them in their outstretched arms. Legend has it that the conversion of Bavaria began on the site where the Church of Our Lady now stands. The oldest extant mention of a church structure in the spot where the church now stands dates back to 875 AD. The current structure goes back to the 18th century and is decorated in Rococo style with bright white walls and brilliant gold leaf adorning the molding and ceiling. The Holy Father had come to the church to bless its new organ, for which a philanthropic organization agreed to pay entirely on condition that the new instrument be donated to and named after the Pope.
Eine neue Orgel, die in dieser Stunde gesegnet und so feierlich ihrem Zweck der Verherrlichung Gottes und der Auferbauung des Glaubens übergeben wird.
In remarks before the blessing of the organ, Pope Benedict recalled the teaching of the conciliar document on the liturgy, Sacrosanctum Concilium, which says the combination of sacred music and words forms an integral part of the solemn liturgy. Pope Benedict continued to say the organ's great range makes it an instrument capable of expressing all the experiences of human life, and that the organ reminds us of the immensity and magnificence of God.
Wie alle gute Musik über das Menschliche hinaus auf das Göttliche hin.
Pope Benedict blessed the organ, and the organist began to play the strains of Bach's Toccata in D minor. Pope Benedict also paused for a few minutes' prayer before the miraculous image of the Madonna with Child, which, according to local legend, was realized by St. Luke the Evangelist himself. The image was given to Henry II of Bavaria by Pope Benedict VIII and is kept above the altar of a side chapel in the church in a magnificent gold and silver frame. After the ceremony and prayer, Pope Benedict went to his brother's house for lunch and a rest. On the Holy Father's afternoon schedule was a visit with his brother to the cemetery in Zeigetsdorf, where his father, mother, and sister are buried. Until his election to the See of Peter in April 2005, Pope Benedict would come each year on All Saints' Day to pray at their gravesides. The cemetery is near the town of Pentling, where the Holy Father has kept a house since his teaching days at Regensburg, and to which he had hoped to return after retiring from Vatican service, though, as the Pope noted during his visit, his master had other plans for him. The Holy Father still owns his house in Pentling, though, and it was there he went to dine and spend time with his brother after their visit to the cemetery. Georg, apostolic protonotary and elder brother of the successor to Peter, gets little time these days to see his younger sibling with whom he was ordained to the priesthood on the 29th of June, 1951. The prelate recently expressed his gratitude at being able to spend time with his brother. Asked whether he would have liked more than a single day's visit, the apostolic protonotary responded philosophically, saying, "It's actually just half a day. I wish there was more," he said, "but a visit is an enormously expensive matter with so many people taking part, and the resulting costs." Every second, said Georg Ratzinger, is valuable. From Bavaria, I'm Chris Altieri.
So, a day of sharing very personal memories for Pope Benedict and his brother. As many people know, Joseph Ratzinger was the youngest child of a policeman, Joseph Sr., and Maria, whose family was from South Tyrol. He was born on April 16th, Holy Saturday of 1927, and baptised the same day in the tiny parish church of Magtal am Inn, which he also visited earlier this week. Like most of southern Bavaria, the deeply Catholic culture in which the young Joseph grew up there was crucial in the formation of the man who was to take over as the successor of St. Peter. Here's Chris again to tell us a little more about that early environment and its impact on the young Joseph Ratzinger.
Pope Benedict's father was a gendarme. His mother was a housewife. They grew up in a small town in southern Germany in the first half of the 20th century. More simple than that, it's hard to get. I mean, this was a working class family, but it was a working class family that was living in a society that was intensely and proudly Catholic and was able to be intensely and proudly Catholic precisely because they knew about the faith and knew what made them different and special. This has been something that was a spiritual nourishment from the time he was conceived in his mother's womb. He breathed this. This was more than mother's milk. This was the very stuff of which the man is made. It has carried him through all of his days, through some very, very dark days. Let me just share with you one anecdote that I've heard about the Pope. Joseph Ratzinger was 17 years old. He had already quite clearly discerned a vocation to the priesthood, and he was undergoing compulsory military training, as all young men had to do in those days. Remember, the country was at war. The trainer, the sergeant that we'd call a drill instructor or a drill sergeant in English, approached the class of trainees, of recruits, and began asking them one by one what it was that they wanted to be. And of course, there was the one who wanted to be an artilleryman. There was another who wanted to be a pilot. The other wanted to be an infantry soldier, a commander of infantry. Another wanted to go and fight with Rommel in the Africa Corps. All of them very excited to go on to glorious military victory and serve the Reich in great and important ways. And when he got to this scrawny, very unathletic, 17-year-old Joseph Ratzinger and asked him the question, Ratzinger looked him in the eye and said, I want to be a parish priest.